had actually made Howard's life easier and better. Howard had fallen in love with him quickly, way too quickly, it turned out. "I don't think so," Howard said. "Just give it a little more time." They were on their way to a party being given by his friend Ken, and he just wanted to get there and have a nice evening. He should have canceled on Cedric and called to see if Ken could pick him up. "I've given things plenty of time already. How long am I going to have to wait before we can be together?" Cedric asked. Instantly, Howard regretted this whole thing and wished he was back home, where he wasn't under Cedric's control. "Can we please talk about this after the party?" Howard asked, levelly and as sweetly as he could manage. "No," Cedric said, and Howard felt the brakes being applied. A loud rumbling sounded as the car continued to slow. "What's happening?" Howard asked as the car pulled to a stop. "Get out," Cedric said roughly. "You think you're so independent and don't need me? Then you can find your own way to the party. Now open the damn door and get the hell out." "Are you serious?" Howard asked, scared. "Get the fuck out," Cedric screamed, and suddenly Howard was more afraid of Cedric than anything else. Howard felt for the handle and pulled it. He pushed the door open and unfastened the seatbelt. Then he carefully got out of the car and stood up. He closed the door. Tires squealed and he turned away as bits of gravel pelted him. He listened as Cedric's car sped up and the sound disappeared into the whizzing of traffic as it zoomed by him. Howard didn't move. He didn't even have his cane with him. He had folded it up when he got into the car, and it must have shifted when Cedric braked, because he didn't have it with him. Slowly, he took baby steps back from traffic, just a few. He didn't dare go any farther. He had no idea where he was or what was around him, other than cars passing by. Was there a ditch? A wire fence? A creek? He had no idea. At least he should be far enough back that he wouldn't be hit. "Don't panic. Think," he told himself as he pushed down the fear that welled inside him. With no points of reference other than cars flying by and the ground under his feet, he was lost and getting more confused by the second. To make matters worse, the wind was coming up and the heat from the sun he'd felt when he'd first gotten in the car was gone. He inhaled deeply and groaned when he smelled water in the air. It was likely coming off Lake Superior, but it shouldn't be in that direction. Either that, or he was very turned around and even more lost than he thought. He patted his pockets quickly and found his phone. Breathing a small sigh of relief, he raised it to his ear. "Call Ken," he said, and then he took a deep breath to calm his nerves. "Calling Ken," a rich male voice said, and Howard waited. "Ken?" Howard said when the phone was answered, but all he heard was a mumble. "Patrick, is that you?" Two simple vocal tones sounded. "I need Ken. We were on our way to the party and, well, Cedric and I had a fight and he left me along the side of a road." A long wait followed, and then he heard movement behind Patrick. "Howard, what happened?" Ken asked as he came on the phone. "Patrick looks like he's ready to kill someone. Are those cars I'm hearing? Are you by a freeway?" "Yeah," Howard said as he swallowed hard. "Cedric kicked me out of the car. I'm standing by the side of the road. We were on our way to a party and we had a fight. He kicked me out of the car and left me," he repeated, desperation kicking in. "Howard, hon, the party is tomorrow," Ken said softly. "We had to reschedule because Hannah needed to go in for some tests." "Is she okay?" Howard asked, forgetting for a moment about his predicament. 7-year-old Hannah had been through leukemia treatments, and everyone hoped she remained cancer-free. "She's fine, just routine follow-up," Ken said. "I called you last week, and..." "Shit, Cedric answered your call. Let me guess, he didn't give you the message." "No," Howard said, clutching the phone like a lifeline. "Do you know where you are?" Ken asked. "We're on our way to the car." He heard a door close in the background. "I must be someplace between Marquette and Pleasanton, but I'm not sure where. I'm by the highway. We'd been traveling for about 10 minutes, I think, if that's..."